From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequencies shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government has vowed to construct houses for families of the sailors of KRI Nanggala 402 that sank and all aboard declared dead in the waters north of Bali, President Joko Widodo stated. The president made the statement on Thursday during his visit to families of submarine's crew members at the Navy's airbase Juanda in Surabaya, East Java, as in video aired on the presidential secretariat YouTube account. The president reiterated that the government will posthumously promote the 53 on-duty crew members that died and guarantee the education of their children up to the bachelor degree level. Jokowi offered his deep condolences over the passing of 53 Hiu Kencana Corps patriots. The National Research and Innovation Agency BRIN should be in position to support Indonesia's national development program through research outcomes and innovation that are indispensable for policy-making process. Senior researchers of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences Lipi, Siti Zuhro, remarked. The agency is, however, challenged by the fact that research and development units are available at various ministries, governmental bodies, and regional administration. The agency is necessitated to boost Indonesia's economic structure to enable it to clock on an economic growth, averaging at least 5% until 2025 and 6% growth after 2025. Moreover, the BRIN should also be allocated a huge budget to enable it to boost research projects whose outcomes can be developed to be marketable products. Indonesia will require 6,000 trillion rupiah investment in 2022 to drive economic growth, National Development Planning Minister, National Development Planning Agency Head Suharto Monwarfa noted during a virtual coordination meeting on Central Development on Thursday. Minister Monwarfa has targeted the incremental capital output ratio or ICOR, in 2022 to decline to 6.24 from the 2021 projection at 8.16 so that investment can efficiently boost economic growth. The investment will target major projects set in the government's working plan 2022. Total funding for the development of priority industrial parks will reach 210.722 trillion rupiah, of which 3.64% will come from the state budget, 89.49% from the private sector, 6.83% from public-private partnership, and 0.04% from foreign loan and grant. The Indonesian government has set a budget deficit target at 808.2 trillion rupiah to 879.2 trillion rupiah, or 4.51 to 4.85% of the national gross domestic products or GDP for 2022. With a deficit of 4.5 to 4.8%, the 2022 financing will be kept more prudently. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said at the 2021 Central Development Coordination Meeting in Jakarta on Thursday, as quoted by Antara. Indrawati said the government will make the composition more balanced so that it will reflect a budget strategy that promotes human resources, develops products, infrastructure, protects vulnerable citizens, and supports an efficient, effective, and professional bureaucracy. She said economic recovery in 2022 will remain highly dependent on the government's efforts to focus its programs on driving the public and the business world to become healthier and recover from the pandemic. All stakeholders, including regional governments, will play a very strategic role in safeguarding and recovering the national economy and conducting structural reforms. Let's move on to the international news. A military plane on Friday brought the first U.S. emergency coronavirus supplies to help India battle its devastating surge in the pandemic. A Super Galaxy military transporter carrying more than 400 oxygen cylinders and other hospitals' equipment and nearly 1 million rapid coronavirus tests landed at New Delhi International Airport as the Indian capital battles a major pandemic crisis. India is currently recording a world record infection rate of more than 370,000 cases, as well as 3,600 deaths a day, and a huge international aid operation has been launched with countries around the world promising help. U.S. officials said the special flights, which also bring equipment donated by companies and individuals, will continue into next week. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will visit U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on May 21st, the White House said on Thursday. The meeting reflects Biden's priority on relationship with Asian allies as his administration continues to focus on competition with China. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin visited Seoul in March to reaffirm the two countries' united force against North Korea and Beijing's growing ambitions. In a recent interview with the New York Times, Moon called on Biden to reopen negotiations with Pyongyang on the denuclearizations of North Korea. NATO has started the withdrawal of its mission from Afghanistan following a decision by President Joe Biden to bring U.S. forces home, an alliance official said on Thursday. Members of the U.S.-backed alliance agreed this month to wrap up their 9,600-strong missions in Afghanistan after Biden made the call to end Washington's longest war. The decision, which delayed by several months a deadline agreed by former U.S. leader Donald Trump, came despite fears it could allow the Taliban to regain power in the country. Biden said the U.S. withdrawal would be completed by September 11, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on America that sparked its military involvement in Afghanistan. Germany's defense ministry has said it planned to get its 1,300 troops out of the country by early July. That was the news.
Thank you.
Probably recent days have been tough for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The sharp increase in the spread of COVID-19 in the country has forced President Erdogan to take the decision to close or lock down his country completely until mid-May. This is aimed at avoiding crowds of people when celebrating Eid al-Fitr on May 13, which could be a source of the spread of the COVID-19 virus. With this lockdown, someone can imagine that the country's economy will slow down again. In addition, Turkey is also facing threats from Saudi Arabia to close 8 of the 26 Turkish language schools in Saudi Arabia. Recently, communication between Turkey and Saudi Arabia has deteriorated as they become involved in various conflicts. It started with the case of Khashoggi, a prominent critic of the Saudi government, who was killed by a team of Saudi agents inside the country's consulate building in the Turkish city of Istanbul in 2018. Previously, the Turks wanted those involved to be tried in Istanbul, but the Saudis refused. Turkey was eventually forced to follow Saudi Arabia's decision regarding the sentence for the accused murder of Jamal Khashoggi. But the impact of the problem is an unofficial boycott of many Turkish products by Saudi Arabia. The trade rate for Turkish products in Saudi Arabia fell by 98%. It is not a simple number, and the follow-up action is the closure of Turkish schools in Saudi Arabia. It is not clear what steps President Erdogan will take in response to this matter. It is only logical that President Erdogan will then seek to improve Turkey's relation with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf state. With Egypt, for example, next week a meeting is scheduled to establish new cooperation. Relations of both countries have deteriorated since the Egyptian military ousted President Mohamed Morsi, who was closely to Turkey in 2013. In time, Turkey started working to re-establish ties with Egypt and other Gulf states while overcoming differences that left Turkey isolated in the Arab world. Since February this year, Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu has made a series of visits to all of the Gulf countries. During his visit to Qatar, he held a press conference with his Qatari counterpart and promised that both countries would continue to cooperate to further develop relations in all fields. Minister Cavusoglu also hopes that Turkey's relation with the Gulf countries will return to normal sooner, starting with the lifting of the embargo and restriction. Hopefully, the Turkish negotiation and communication team can approach Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries with the right strategy. Those peace and cooperation among the Gulf countries can be created well. We begin with April 30, 1945, Soviet Union's victory over Germany in World War II. On April 30, 1945, Soviet Union troops hung out their victory flags at Reichstag building Berlin, Germany, to mark their victory with the Allies in World War II. Many believe German leader Adolf Hitler and his wife Eva Braun committed suicide in Führerbunker right after the Allies claimed their victory. Let's move on to April 30, 1975, when Saigon in South Vietnam was occupied by Viet Cong Army. April 30, 1975 was remembered by the people of Vietnam as the end of the long war which destroyed their country. At that time, the South Vietnam capital Saigon fell into the People's Army of Vietnam and the Viet Cong. The fall of Saigon did not only end the war, but also began the two countries' unification into Socialist Republic of Vietnam under the Communist Party of Vietnam leadership in 1976. Saigon then was renamed as Ho Chi Minh City.
1, 2, 3, 4. Mantanku yang lama, dia pernah bilang cinta. tapi tergoda yang lainnya. Ingatkah bersama kita dulu pernah bahagia? Sedih pun tak ada. Apa kabar mantan? Di mana kau sekarang? Tahukah diri?
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi and Secretary of State for International Trade of the United Kingdom Elizabeth Truss signed a Memorandum of Understanding or MOU on the founding of Joint Economic and Trade Committee, JETCO. The signing was done virtually on Monday and followed by a bilateral meeting. Minister Muhammad Lutfi in a press statement of the Trade Ministry said that the JETCO signing marked a new stage in the bilateral relation between Indonesia and the UK. It is expected that both countries can encourage an increased bilateral economic relation in the future, support the entry of Indonesian goods and services to the UK, and boost the UK's investment in Indonesia. Furthermore, Minister Muhammad Lutfi also explained that the founding of JETCO resulted from the recommendation of Joint Trade Review, or GTR, done by Indonesia and England. GTR is a joint review done to make recommendation in increasing trade and investment by identifying potential sectors as well as challenges and opportunities of the existing cooperation. The making of Indonesia-UK GTR began in December 2019, and the GTR report had been finalized mid-April 2021. JETCO is an important pillar in increasing Indonesia-UK partnership. Minister Lutfi hopes both countries could increase their economic and trade relation through the trade agreement. Minister Muhammad Lutfi further pointed out that until now, Indonesia and the UK have identified 9 potential sectors, as well as the cooperation challenges and opportunities, namely education, food and beverage, agricultural products, technology, pharmaceuticals and health services, infrastructure and transport, wood and wooden products, renewable energy and creative economy. JETCO is seen as an important annual ministerial-level dialogue to discuss Indonesia and the UK bilateral issues more intensively and to ensure that the GTR results can be followed up. Meanwhile, British Ambassador to Indonesia Owen Jenkins said that Indonesia has a talented and opportunity-seeking youth population. Indonesia also has rapidly developing infrastructure and industry. There's also a great potential in renewable energy, electric vehicle, and other technology that develop rapidly and will dominate the economy in the upcoming years. Jenkins is optimistic that JETCO will encourage increase in trade and cooperation. He also affirmed that Indonesia-UK trade is a very mutually beneficial opportunity, and UK's investment to Indonesia rises quickly.
Metanoia jadi gol sewaktu terbunuh di hujan peluru bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah hey let's go. That's why I'm grateful. Grace overwhelming, my God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yes. Berikan asa biarlah atasku kau berkuasa engkau yang kupuja
berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, there are various traditional Indonesian cakes which are always present at the holy month of Ramadan as a meal for breaking the fasting. One of them is Lumpang cake. Today's edition of Indonesian's Wonder is going to introduce the traditional cake of Palembang people. Lumpang cake is a typical Palembang snack made from rice flour. It is called Lumpang cake because it looks like a container for pounding rice, coffee or seeds. Making lumpang cake is very easy. The ingredients are also easily available, such as rice flour, tapioca flour, coconut milk, pandan leaves, suji leaves, salt and sugar. The way to make lumpang cake is by steaming. This cake is unique because when it is steamed, the cake's dough will automatically form a hole in the middle, so that when it is well cooked, it looks exactly like a mortar. After being well cooked, the lumpang cake is served with savory grated coconut. When it is eaten, the texture is very chewy with a sweet taste. The aroma of the pandan and suji leaves is very tasteful. Nowadays, there are many kinds of lumpang cake such as labu kuning, telang flour, purple sweet potatoes, and red sugar until red velvet lumpang cake. Besides being present as an iftar meal, the Palembang traditional cake is also present at the traditional events or wedding parties. It is easy to find this culinary delicacy at the holy month of Ramadan. There are a lot of takjil sellers who sell lumpang cakes as their iftar meal with a price of 20,000 rupiah to 40,000 rupiah per pack.
Semua hal yang ku jalani.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, the level of air pollution in Indonesia caused by the large number of motorized vehicles is still quite high. Seeing this condition, a team of students from the 10 November Institute of Technology, ITS, tried to come up with an evergreen innovation aimed at helping reduce high air pollution. Evergreen is a tool that functions to capture CO2 to create cleaner air. This bioreactor is created similar to an artificial habitat for algae. Algae was chosen because it has been proven to capture CO2 better than ordinary plants. In addition, algae are also more flexible in terms of maintenance. Evergreen works by absorbing dirty air from the environment, which will then be stored in a dirty tank. Afterward, the algae mixture and the dirty air will be pumped into a series of clear pipes so that the algae can carry out the photosynthesis process and convert CO2 into O2. So, this long process will produce oxygen, which can be released back into the air. Evergreen works not as an ordinary air purifier, but as a converter of carbon dioxide into oxygen. This tool affects not only humans, but also the environment. In addition, with further processing, the algae that have been used can also be used as biomass. Evergreen can absorb 10 times more efficiently than trees and can be installed in homes, so users can contribute to reducing the carbon footprint. In addition, Evergreen is also digitally integrated with smart home devices, which allows users to get data in real time through the application. Based on this innovation, this team won second place in the Schneider Go Green 2021 competition in early April. That was Miss Eleni.
Aku
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, for today's music corner, I am going to present a regional song from Maluku entitled Rasa Sayangi, to be sung by Berkeley Indonesia Ensemble featuring Tom P. The song contains an expression of love for the environment. The meaning of the song Rasa Sayangi also describes the socialization and togetherness that occurs in society. Here is the original song from Maluku entitled Rasa Sayangi, sung by Berkeley Indonesian Ensemble featuring Tom P, which is sung virtually in a bid to collect donation whose economy is affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Voice of Indonesia.
Imaji seluas angkasa, berbaris menyatu, coba untuk mencari tahu apakah gerangan yang bisa kulakukan, perjuangkan untuk bangsa dan negara Indonesia ku tercinta. Menjadi mata air yang terus mengalir, selalu memberi karya terbaik bagi bangsa. Menjadi mata air, ciptakan kedamaian, menjawab tantangan arah tujuan masa depan Indonesia. Kuputar pikiran hayalan, imaji seluas angkasa, berderet berbaris menyatu, coba untuk mencari tahu apakah gerangan yang bisa,
apa yang bisa
kulakukan, perjuangkan untuk bangsa dan negara Indonesia ku tercinta. Menjadi mata air yang terus mengalir, selalu memberi karya terbaik bagi bangsa. Menjadi mata air, ciptakan kedamaian, menjawab tantangan arah tujuan masa.
Dia yang diambil orang, bukan karena ku tak bisa. kisah tentang dia. Dia mantanku yang lama. Dia pernah bilang cinta, tetapi tergoda yang lainnya.
Of Indonesia.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu tertidur di hujan peluru, bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah, segala badai ombak hidup lalu rendah. That's why I'm grateful. Yeah. Grace overwhelming, my God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah
atasku kau berkuasa, engkau yang kupuja.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.